The summer movie season is rapidly drawing to a close. You've got 2 weeks, maybe three, if your summer runs through Labor Day. But if you've still got a few open nights on your schedule, and this is going to sound so public radio, you might want to squeeze in a couple of the new foreign documentaries that Matt Holtzman is recommending. He's the guy behind The Document, a podcast from KCRW about seeing the world through documentary films. So the first documentary I want to ask you about, Matt, is called Barbecue. It's about eating barbecue in 12 countries. What stood out for you with this documentary?
Well, you know, anybody who loves barbecue knows that it has a kind of a tribal aspect. It's people standing around a flame, roasting meat, and there's something very kind of caveman-like about that. And this is a film that really kind of goes to that aspect and how in every place in the world, people do this. They may do it differently. They all claim superiority in it, right? But there is something that is incredibly universal about it. And this is not like a Food Channel movie. It's very meditative, and it very much is about the kind of tribal, nationalistic, but then universal aspect of barbecue. There's a lot of shots of flames and a lot of shots of people standing around flames and a lot of people drinking beer and looking very happy.
And we see Mongolians starting their fire with gasoline, which I was a little kind of dubious about. But there's another documentary that sounds really great. It's certainly darker than barbecue. It's called Machines. Tell us about that.
This is a filmmaker named Rahul Jain, who actually comes from a family of textile makers. And 20 years after he was a kid wandering in his grandfather's defunct textile factory, he's gone back to a textile factory somewhere in India. And it is essentially a tour through this factory. And the title refers both to these wheezing, hulking, greasy machines which are churning out the fabric that becomes our shirts and our drapes, but also the humans that work these machines who become, in a way, a part of them. I mean, they really are kind of another cog in this machine. And it has a certain beauty to it in a kind of repetitive motion kind of way, but it also is terrible because you are seeing the conditions that these people work in, the way they are dehumanized, and what it takes for us to get an $8.99 t-shirt, right? Mm. I mean, it has very little dialogue, very little interview in it, and yet it's so mesmerizing and compelling and ultimately terrible.
So let's stay on this social justice tip for a little bit. Here's a snippet from another documentary called Trophy. This is about big game hunting.
I've been a hunter my whole life. I lost my dad a few years ago, and he was a hunter. And I think that he would be really tickled to be able to tell the people back home at the coffee shop that his son is out hunting a lion.
Tell us about Trophy.
I want to just correct you. You said it's a social movie, and that, to me, sets up a red flag about feeling bad about ourselves and, you know, one more social ill that we have to deal with. And, in fact,
this is not that.
A movie that – well, it does what documentaries do at their best, which is it takes your preconceived notions about a thing, it turns it on its head, it makes you question your assumptions, and informs you about something that you realize you had already made a decision about but that you knew nothing about. And so Shaul Schwartz and Christina Clouseau have gone to Africa, they've gone to parts of the United States, and they've looked deep at the business of trophy hunting because it is a business and it's a huge business. But it's so tied into the survival of some of these species that you start to understand that it isn't as easy as posting a picture on Facebook of somebody with a dead animal and saying they're a bad person.
People are confused how hunting and conservation go together.
You can just pick whatever animal you want from the menu that they offer you, see the price, and book the kill.
Big cats at 21 and 22, sold.
And that money will all go back into conservation.
The other part of it that's really fascinating is that it really gets to a bigger issue of about the way we judge people, the way we see people, the way we condemn people, and stop conversations from happening that need to happen in order to solve really big social problems.
Let's end on something a little meta, shall we say. There's a documentary you wanted to tell us about called Spettacolo, which is Italian for spectacle. It's kind of about people making a documentary, right?
Well, in a way, yeah. So Jeff Malmberg and Chris Shellen, who are two great filmmakers who created a documentary, one of my favorites, called Marwen Call, they embedded themselves in a tiny Tuscan hill town. It's called Monticello. It's one of those places that you and I might go, you know, during the summer to get away. It's very picturesque and beautiful. And in this little town, all the townspeople for years, for decades, have been creating a play every summer for the tourists about what it is that they're experiencing, what they've experienced during the year.
People came from all over the world to watch us. every night, we acted out our lives in the center of town.
It sounds kind of hokey, right? Like Little Town does hokey play.
But our town in Italian.
Yeah. And like our town, it is quite sophisticated because the people in the town are sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And the guy who is the central kind of creative maker of the play is a genius. And so it's a beautiful, meditative film. But it also speaks to the problems that we are experiencing globally in this world, because this little town is a bit of a canary in a coal mine. They're dealing with the financial crisis, and you see that in the play. They're dealing with a way of life that is being threatened because of the changing economy and the changing nature of the world, and you see that in the play. And so it's one of those movies that is very beautiful and really speaks to your heart and makes you think about the state of the world and whether we're headed in the direction that we want to be headed.
Matt Holtzman hosts The Document, a podcast mashup of documentaries and radio from KCRW in Santa Monica, California.